Last month, several Americans whose family members were killed in the September 11th terrorist attacks traveled to Afghanistan. They met with Afghans whose relatives died during last fall's U.S.-led air campaign against Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces. The trip was arranged by the human rights organization Global Exchange, which has been lobbying the U.S. government to compensate Afghan civilian victims. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
On September 11th, Myrna Bethke of Freehold, New Jersey, lost her brother in the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center.
My brother Billy died in the World Trade Towers. He was on the 95th floor of the first tower hit.
Barely a month later, Orfa Gul Mohammed of Kabul, Afghanistan, lost her husband, her son, and six other extended family members when an errant American bomb crashed into her home. Bethke traveled together with Christina Olson, whose sister Lori died aboard American Airlines flight number 11, to Afghanistan to meet people like Orfa. The two women had both protested against American military retaliation in the wake of the September 11th attacks. Olson, a nurse from Newburyport, Massachusetts, says she made the trip to honor the memory of her sister.
I feel that because of the suffering that was going on through the bombing, that I had to do something because I did not want my sister's death to be completely in vain. And that I felt that it was when the bombing started. I was very despondent.
Standing beside the pile of dirt that was once her home, Orfa greeted the two American women and wept. I have no house, no husband, and five children to feed, she says. America did all this to us. We were innocents. What was our sin? Olson tries to console the sobbing woman.
We did not want suffering. We did not want the bombing to take place. The suffering that...
This dusty neighborhood of mud brick homes and dirt roads sits in the shadow of a hill where Taliban anti-aircraft guns were deployed. After their emotional meeting with Orfa, the small American delegation went to a neighboring house to talk with a woman named Royla and her husband, Saeb Dutt. Royla's forehead is deeply scarred, and she still suffers from chronic headaches after her home was destroyed in an American airstrike. Royla says two of her five children were killed outright in the explosion. Relatives have helped feed and house the family since the tragedy. Royla serves the visiting Americans cups of tea. Seated on the floor of the family's one-room house, Olson and Bethke take turns cradling Royla's newborn baby. He was named Ali after the one-year-old son she lost last October.
He has so much hair.
I know, look at the hair. Yeah.
He's got more hair than I do.
Bethke is a pastor at a Methodist church. She says she's here to show Afghans that Americans and Christians do care about them.
My assumption is that we have a bad name as well here, just as perhaps Muslims and people from the Middle East have in the States. So hopefully we give a different picture.
There is no official estimate of the number of civilians killed or wounded by American bombs. The organization Global Exchange estimates some 2,000 families experienced death, injury, or property damage as a result of American airstrikes. Some congressmen have been pushing for legislation to compensate the victims. The U.S. government is contributing nearly $300 million to the reconstruction of Afghanistan, but it has yet to make a decision on the issue of civilian victim compensation. During her conversations with Orfa and Royla, Olson promised to do what she can to make the U.S. take action on their behalf.
The American people need to know the extent of the suffering and to help them. Whether we agree or not on the rightness or wrongness of the bombing, we have to agree that these people need help, and we have to take the high road and help them.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.